So I was working in an elementary school. I worked as a library media specialist for, well, 30 years for Baltimore County, and I'm now retired, but that's a different story. And all right, so there was a school assembly, and we had the reptile man in. Now, the reptile man, picture Mr. Rogers with reptiles. This guy was really sweet, really soft-spoken, and, you know, it makes sense. You got a bunch of lizards and snakes and stuff around. You don't want to, you know, be too loud or jumpy around them. So he goes through his show, and in an elementary school, it's, you know, a lot of women work there, and a lot of these women were not real comfortable about being so close to these reptiles. His closing act, the last animal to bring out, he said, "I need some volunteers." Well, you can tell I'm always willing to volunteer. For better, for worse, or for weird. And so, but happily, I'm not scared of snakes. So he actually said, "And I need volunteers to help take out a very, very large snake." So I volunteered, and the art teacher volunteered, and one or two other brave people, including a young man who worked for the after school program, a tall, strapping, very, very nice African American young gentleman. Dressed in casual clothes, but absolutely impeccable, especially his shoes and socks. I mean, white socks, white tennis shoes, not a spot on them. So the four or five of us, we go up and we take out this enormous, I guess it was a boa constrictor. All right, so and we lay it out on this long table, and this very sweet, gentle reptile man, he's going through and doing his thing and telling the kids, and it's all fine. And there's a big mama snake stretched out on this table, and I'm not scared of snakes, and it was warm, and it was dry, and, you know, they're really not so bad. And it's toward the end of the school day, and we're dismissing, the kids will go home right from this assembly. So, you know, he's wrapping it up, and this and that, and I look at the snake on the table, and I see something kind of round and bulgy inside the snake. And this thing starts moving, and it's traveling down the length of the snake, and I'm wondering, what in God's name is going on? I'm thinking, I didn't see this creature eat something. What is it going to lay an egg? What? So all of a sudden, this round thing, you know, continues, and there's this splat. And the young gentleman, I look down, and his shoes and socks are now yellow. And he's shrieking, and there's this pile of stuff on the floor. And the reptile guy says, "Well, everybody poops."